Our story today is sent in by listener Wendy Skluzacek. It's called A Modern Parable of Weeds. It all started innocently at the end of March or early April when I brought our cat Luna down to the volleyball court in the park by our house to roll in the sand. I noticed the weeds and thought, well, instead of just standing there watching her enjoy her dirt bath, I might as well be useful with my time and pull some weeds. One time pulling weeds turned into a daily occurrence. I found myself going down there early in the morning without the cat or in the evenings, sometimes for 15 minutes and other times up to an hour. I adopted the volleyball court as a project to make one little corner of the world a little better for someone while the world around us is in upheaval from coronavirus. Along the way, a few people stopped and asked why I was doing it. I just replied I was doing it because I found it needed a little attention and it was something I could do. And then it turned into so much more. Things changed one day when I was down on my hands and knees pulling the weeds out of the sand, and God gave me a different perspective on the weeds. Some were small on top, but the roots were deep and widespread. Some were just on the surface of the ground and easily pulled. Some were small and hardly noticeable. Some were clustered together, some off on their own, but all reminded me of the world and how we let sin take over by our choices. Sometimes small and hardly noticeable, but still there and maybe now only affect ourselves. Sometimes deep and widespread and affect everyone around us, even though we think we've gotten rid of it after it's pulled. Those roots are deep and come back to the surface time and time again to hurt those around us. Made me ponder, how does one go about changing all the chaos that surrounds us? How does one make even just one little corner of the world a better place? How does one put God at the center of everything we do? Pulling weeds made me ponder how God is calling me to be His disciple, and what am I doing to answer that call? Am I following His will or my own? Am I doing what's best for the good of others or what's best for me? With the help of an anonymous person who came around with a tiller and a tractor one evening when I wasn't around, it still took about 2 months to clear the volleyball court of weeds. Over 15 bags of weeds were pulled from the court. At first, I just put the weeds on piles and left them sit, figuring someone from the city would pick them up and haul them away. It's always easier if someone else does it. I surely shouldn't have to do that too, right? But God spoke to me again, saying, what happens if it's always someone else's problem? He spoke to me in the quiet of the mornings, in so many ways. He spoke to me in the actions of the anonymous person who helped. After the weeds were pulled on the volleyball court, I stood there looking down at it, thinking, what am I going to do now with my time? Of course, God answered that one rather quickly when I looked up and saw the entire park. 5 months later, I still find myself going down to that park in the quiet of the mornings, because the work is never done. There were weeds consuming the playground area. There were sticks on the ground that could be gathered so the lawnmower didn't have to run them over time and time again, and one could walk in the grass barefoot without being poked by a stick. The weeds on the volleyball court and playground continue to reappear in places, not as widespread as in the beginning, but if left alone, they'd overtake the area as if nothing was ever done. The sticks still fall from the trees in the breeze. What would it matter if I had never started pulling the weeds that day or at the end of March or early April? After all, I don't use the volleyball court and my kids are grown, so at the moment I don't have use for the playground. Would it matter if I didn't share the insights God has given me in doing this for the past 5 months? I know writing this is just a start. I still must find my voice and share what God has shown me to be that disciple, to share this with others. I need to invite others to help. I'm not meant to be on this journey alone. I'm not meant to do things only for the good of me. None of us are. I was reminded of that this morning as I was down on my hands and knees pulling weeds on the playground. I came across a painted rock. How long it's been there, I don't know. Who put it there, I don't know. What I do know, it was put there by someone who wanted to make the world a little bit brighter for someone, and today, that happened to be me. Now, I must pass that on. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.